This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Ugh, the fires and the smoke West Coasters are dealing with. Among the army of firefighters, the formerly incarcerated who were trained under a new law in California, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Back in 2012, Brandon Smith was serving time for two felony convictions in California. He got an opportunity to join an inmate crew and fight forest fires.
I went to fire camp because it was the highest paying job while incarcerated. I wouldn't be behind four concrete walls with 100 people overcrowded. I can go see my family, and the food was the best food while being incarcerated.
He earned $24 a day and came to love it.
Seeing all these families of the homes that we helped save, and they all have these flags and they're saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. It recentered my sense of worth. I felt like I was giving back to the community.
He got out of prison 2 years later and started looking for work, but
there was no way the U.S. Forest Service, Cal Fire, any local fire agency would hire me.
His criminal record and the fact that he was on parole barred him from getting certified as an emergency medical technician. And EMT certification is a prerequisite in most places for becoming a firefighter. Last week, California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a new law allowing former inmate firefighters to have their low-level felony convictions expunged. That could allow more black men to become firefighters, says economist Kristen Brody at the Brookings Institution's Hamilton Project. Most city firefighters are white, while more than a quarter of inmates in California prisons are black.
They could actually become an EMT or a firefighter upon release, allowing them to earn significantly more money than they would have otherwise.
Pay starts around $40,000 a year and can rise well above $100,000. The new law has its critics. The Peace Officers Research Association of California said in a statement that allowing former offenders who fought fires to have their criminal records expunged immediately doesn't allow adequate time for them to fully reintegrate into society. The law does not apply to inmates convicted of murder, arson, sex crimes, and other serious felonies. Former inmate firefighter Brandon Smith, who founded an organization to help people like him transition to work, says multiple felony convictions like his make it harder to benefit.
The bill is most effective to people who you would consider first-time offenders.
He says the state needs all the new firefighters it can get. Right now, about 2,500 inmates are working California's wildfires, and no one's getting a break on the fire lines. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.